إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ به من شر أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبعث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق حديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Indeed, all praise belongs to Allah. We thank Him and we seek His aid and we seek His forgiveness and we seek refuge with Him from the evil of ourselves and from our bad actions. And whoever Allah guides, then there is no one who can mislead Him. And whoever Allah causes to go astray, then there is no one to guide Him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah who is unique and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His worshiper and His messenger. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family and his companions and those who followed them with good intentions until the day of judgment. O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared and don't die except as Muslims. O mankind, be careful of your duty to your Rabb who created you from a single soul and from it created its mate. And from the two of them, He spread forth many men and women. Be careful of your duty to Allah whom you demand your mutual rights and be careful of your duty to the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is our Raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and always speak the truth. He will cause your deeds to be beneficial and He will forgive for you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His messenger, then he has truly achieved a tremendous accomplishment. Indeed, the best speech is the book of Allah and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the most evil of all affairs are newly invented matters which has no precedence in Islam. And indeed, all innovations are astray, and each astray is in the hellfire. O Allah, save us from it. O Allah, accept our dua. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. O you who believe, be patient and endure and stand guard and fear Allah that you may be successful. And Allah also says, we will surely test you with something of fear and hunger and a loss of wealth and lives and fruits, but give glad tidings to the patient. During this time, you know, in this world, you know, we're just facing so many challenges. We're facing the pandemic, political upheaval, social unrest. And so we have to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew all of this would be happening and more. And so, you know, we have to be of those who are of the patient. You know, we read about the events in the past. When we look at the challenges of Musa alayhi salam and the challenges of Ibrahim alayhi salam and all the challenges of all the prophets, peace be upon them all, that have come before the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And we have to recognize that we're going to be facing challenges also. You know, Allah knew all this was going to be happening. We read about these events, you know, but we have to accept that Allah is in total control. Allah says, O people, be an example is presented, so listen to it. Those you invoke besides Allah will never create as much as a fly, even if they gather together for that purpose. And if the fly should steal something away from them, a tiny thing, they could never recover it from him. Weak are the pursuers and the pursued. And so Allah gives this example of the fly. And I'm mentioning this because we look at the fact that one germ has caused the world to shut down, this pandemic, one germ. And with all of the technology, all of the genius in the world, it's taken them a minute just to get a vaccine. And a vaccine is not 100%, you know, but the vaccine is something that has been put forth. And it is Allahu Alam. Allah knows all things. And so no matter what degrees of knowledge that a person may have or the degrees that a person may have, we have to understand that all of that is a gift from Allah. All of that is a gift from Allah. And so in this example, Allah is just letting us know how vulnerable we are, how vulnerable we are. And this recognition of the vulnerability is the essence of our submission, the essence of the submission of the Muslim, you know, recognizing that, you know, Allah is in control of all things. And as we say, the Muslim literally means one who submits, submit to Allah, who is the creator of the heavens and the earth. You know, we have to be patient and accept that Allah knows what's best for us, brothers and sisters. Allah knows what's best with it. We say it all the time, Allahu Alam, and a lot of times we say things in a robotic fashion to the point that the meaning of it is lost on the fact that we're just saying it so much. But we have to believe sincerely that Allah knows best. Allah knows best. Allah, you know, he says, verily, only the patient will receive their reward without reckoning. And so when we look at Surah Al-Asr, where it says that, you know, verily by the token of time, mankind is lost, except for those who have faith and enjoin in the mutual teachings of truth with patience and constancy. And so that sabr is something that we have to start to internalize, brothers and sisters. We have to start to recognize that sabr is the prescription for these times. We have to be patient. And being patient is not being passive. A lot of times, you know, when people hear, oh, you just need to be patient. No, it's not a form of passivity. You know, you can be patient, but struggle along. Continue your struggle against unrighteousness. Continue your struggle against arrogance. And also continue the struggle within ourselves and against all of the wrongs that are in the society. We can still do that. We can do it, but we have to do it safely. We have to do it safely and not expose ourselves to dangers and be of those that expose ourselves to the virus in the name of Allah. I call them the mashallahians. You know, if something happens wrong or something happens to them, mashallah. It is mashallah. Everything that happens is the will of Allah. He doesn't tell us to put ourselves in dangerous situations. So we have to recognize that everything is the will of Allah. And if we even take all of the necessary protocols, all of the necessary safety protocols that have been mentioned, and something happens and we get that virus, then yeah, then it's mashallah. So we don't want to stand in front of a moving vehicle and get hit and say it's mashallah. No, we have to do everything humanly possible. And then we look at, you know, the will of Allah, you know, from that perspective. You know, and then we don't observe the protocols, you know, of the experts that have been given to us. And we go on our own gut feeling, just to be feeling good. We engage in rituals, you know, in our community has been counseling Juma on a week-to-week basis because the numbers have been going up. Georgia is one of the hottest spots for the coronavirus right now. You know, and so we want to have Juma just to feel good. And Allah says, you may dislike something, although it's good for you, or you may like something, although it is bad for you. And that's from Baqarah 2:16. You know, and so he tells us to be cautious. He tells us to be cautious. Oh, you who believe, seek help through patience and prayer. Verily, Allah is with the patient. Verily, Allah is with the patient. You know, and that's what we have to look at. We want to be of the sabreen. We want to be of the patient. And as I stated, patience is not passivity. You know, so these are some of the things I want you to look at, brothers and sisters. These are some of the things that we have to work towards. You know, again, Allah is with the patients and he exhorts us to seek help. And in other verses, he tells us to go to those who know. Go to those who know. These times are a test for us, brothers and sisters, so let us practice patience in all that we do. Allah says, do people think that they will not be left alone after saying we believe without first putting them to the test? Without first putting them to the test. He also says, we will surely test you and we will make evident those who strive among you and who are patient, and we will also test your affairs. So that's a part of being submissive, being a Muslim. We have to be of those who recognize the importance of patience. In an hadith reported by Abu Malik al-Ash'ari, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, purity is half of faith, and the praise of Allah fills the scale, and the glorification and praise fills up what is between the heavens and the earth. Prayer is a light, charity is proof of faith, and patience is illumination. The Quran is a proof for or against you. All people go out in the morning and sell themselves, either setting themselves free or destroying themselves. So it's important for us to be of those who set ourselves free by following the dictates that Allah has given us in the Quran and the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, as he even stated that if you hear of a plague in a land, don't go there. And if you're in a plague in which there in a land in which there is a plague, then don't leave. So let's not be unintelligent, brothers and sisters. Let's be patient. If I've said anything that's inconsistent with what Allah has given us and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us, I take full responsibility for that. And if I've given you something in which is beneficial to you, as always, all praise is due to Allah. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَّسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ Our Lord, take us not to task if we forget or commit mistakes. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden such as you laid on those who have gone before us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden which we do not have the power to bear, and overlook our faults and forgive us and have mercy on us. You are our guardian and grant us a victory against the disbelieving people. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.